Blog Talk Radio.
If you have ghosts, you have everything. If you have ghosts, you have everything. You can say anything you want, and you can do anything you want to do if you have ghosts. You have everything. One never does that. One never does that. You can call it surprise, there it is.
Welcome to Night Visions with WPRS.
Hey, y'all. I'm Wendy.
And I'm Eric.
And we have got a bunch of stuff in front of us, actually. Nakoma, we have Visionique, and we have a whole table of fireworks. Yeah. Don't tell my daughter. It's a surprise.
Yes, but let me tell you, tomorrow we are going to hopefully, as long as Sprint phone works, you know, right? We're going to go live during this spectacular July 4th super duper party. I mean, we have fireworks named Cool Cat and Jalapeno Popper, and I don't know how many of you guys remember, but you remember the, what is it, glow worms or whatever? You know, the little cubes and you light it and it comes out like a snake.
Those things are weird. Those things will chase you. They chased me last year.
Yeah, I know. I always seem to get a dud one where it just starts a little and then it disappears.
Yeah, we're going to make... So first we're gonna go to the pool party. Yay for pool party. I have a new bathing suit. Yay for Wendy. And it came from Wish.com. And I know people do. Some people do not like Wish.com because they say it's junk. But this bathing suit is looking awesome. I've had it on. Haven't had it in the water yet. So hopefully, when I get in the water, it don't disintegrate on me.
Wow. Expect Wendy to go live. I wonder how many people will be watching. Before we say anything, I first want to send some heartfelt condolences out to our good friend Pam, who just found out one of her, like, best friends.
Yeah, she passed away today, like, earlier. I don't know exactly what time.
And she was young and just woke up, couldn't breathe that well, and next thing you know, within an hour or two, she's brain dead.
She was
down here. So you just never know, but just know we're sending condolences out to the family.
It makes me want to just, like, take everything I've ever eaten bad in my life and just, like, really start eating right. And I know fast food is slowly killing us, but we got to do better.
And I'm notorious for those energy drinks. And anybody that knows the energy drinks, it's not good to continue to drink those, but I'm trying.
You have a different kind. It's not Monster.
That's true. I got this one called Spider. It is cool. If you guys get a chance, check it out. It's good. But Wendy has an awesome announcement to make.
I do?
Yes.
Maybe the fact that we hit 500 likes?
Yes,
we hit 500. We're over 500, but yay for 500. We did it. Now we're going for 600.
Yes. So thank you, everyone. And
we have a winner. Her name is Vicky. Vicky Robert.
And she'll be receiving her gift soon. There's a few things we want to take care of first, but
yeah, we had to get over 4th of July with all this table freaking fireworks.
But again, thank you, everybody, because the reason we do this, it's for you guys. And we couldn't do it without your support. So thank you, each and every one of you. And now, I don't know how many of you guys no, but during the month of July, we got several astronomy events going on.
Like what was supposed to be the total solar eclipse yesterday?
Yes, and we're going to have a black moon and a double meteor shower. Now I know everybody's out there saying, what in the world?
What is a black moon? Heard of a blue moon? I've even heard of a red moon. What's a black moon?
It's the opposite of a blue moon. Instead of two full moons in a month, which is a blue moon, you have two new moons in a month. And the good news is, all the people that are astronomy enthusiasts, it gives you more opportunities for stargazing. And that's pretty interesting. I've done it a couple of times. It's kind of hard where we're living because.
Oh, no, it's not. You go in the field?
Yeah, you go in that field.
Okay, I'm not going in the field because they have bobcats in that field, and bear. And, yeah.
And Indian spirits.
And Indians. There are Indian spirits out there. It's on Indian ground. Like, the whole place we live in was Indian ground.
And let me tell you, Wendy was left out in that field by herself.
I was. My ex, that's what you want to, yeah. Anyway, that's another story we won't talk about. We broke down with the four-wheeler. So he's like, I'm going to run to the house, which was half a mile, my mile. So he ran to the house. I'm out here in a field, a 250-acre field that comes up off of a swamp, first of all. And I'm going to, you sit here on the four-wheeler and watch it, and I'm going to run to the house. Yeah, okay. So, my friend Melissa taught me a protection bubble, and I never used it because I'm like, I don't need protection. I do my own little protection. I do a little, you know, prayer before. I thank them afterwards. I do my own routine, ritual, whatever. Well, that night, I used the bubble. Because you don't know what's out there. First of all, the swamp. I mean, really?
Yeah, I know. It is a cool field, though.
It is a cool field. In fact, I've seen a couple of spirits. That night, we saw some spirits. We saw some Indians out there. We were riding on the four-wheelers. Indians riding was running with us. So it was pretty cool.
And they're actually protective.
And they are protective, which is probably what kept me safe. But, you know, it was cool, I guess. I learned I was a lot stronger than I thought I was.
But if anybody's interested, July 29th and 30th is when the double meteor shower is happening. For two nights, sky watchers can look south to see the peak of both the Southern Delta Aqua Ridge and the Alpha Capricornids. The two will combine for a total of about 25 meteors per hour. And I don't know if you guys have ever experienced a meteor shower, but it is incredible.
I know where y'all want to watch it from.
Yes.
Who wants to go with us?
Yes, we are definitely going to go there, and we're going to go live and everything. So those that can't get out can hopefully experience it with us.
So where are we going to watch it from? We just kind of told them we were going to go. We didn't tell them where. People should know by now. They know us.
I'll give you a hint. Firehouse Coffee.
Ah, yes, which we are drinking tonight.
And we're drinking it
with
Mexican chocolate milk.
Mexican chocolate milk. Never thought it was, never heard of it until we ran across it at Dollar General. Pretty good.
It is.
It makes an awesome creamer. So that's what we're drinking tonight.
So not only Ryan and them drink all the funkydelic drinks, we drink all the different funky coffee flavorings. And my dream is to try, what is it called again? On Deadly Grounds?
No, what is that?
Oh my gosh, I can't remember.
I'll have it in a bit. I'll tell you later.
But I want to also let everybody know July 16th is a partial eclipse and known as a thunder moon. And it says the full moon for the month of July is known as the thunder moon, buck moon, the ripe corn moon, the hay moon, and the old moon. It falls on, you know, July 16th, and it's the same time as a partial lunar eclipse, but I'm sorry to say that won't be visible from North America.
What? So we got to go to South America?
Yes.
Ugh.
And if anybody's interested, on July 9th, Saturn gets bright. Saturn will reach opposition on July 9th, meaning it will be closest to Earth and appear brighter than usual in the night sky. And you can actually see the planet rings better because it would be so close. So if you guys get a chance, check out some of these. And like I said, we're going to definitely go live.
Topic to die for, Deadly Ground.
That's it. So I was right.
You were right, yeah.
Yay me. Yay me.
DeadlyGroundCoffee.com. We hear it is the bomb.
And they're going to be, they're normally at the Gettysburg
Battlefield Bash, which we're still trying to go. We want to go so bad.
Yes.
Maybe. Maybe somebody will walk up to us and give us $1,000 and just say go.
Or maybe they'll say, if you take me, I'll pay for everything, which would be cool, too.
See, this is the coffee that I want to try next. It's called Witch's Brew. It's a chocolate raspberry coffee.
Ooh.
That's what I want to try. They have a website. I just gave it. And it's, the Witch's Brew is $9.95, which is pretty good for that kind of coffee.
Yeah. It's all the coffee drinkers. And I know Brandon and them got a bunch of it while they were there.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd be a good one to talk to about it. I know Dennis probably got it. And Tana.
Yeah. Did we try it?
We did. And I was going to. And remember,
like, we'd won it, but we don't have the money for it.
But that's okay. But speaking of the Gettysburg Battlefield Bash.
Yes, I want to go. It is July 26th through July 28th. Wyndham Gettysburg Hotel. We were there last year. We met Jack. We've already met Jack, but he was there. It's where I got to touch Buddy at, which is Chris Fonda's little clown. I loved it. Oh, him and his haunted object. So it's going to be a lot of people twisted. It's going to be there. Jack's going to be there.
Ellen's coming with Jack.
Ellen's coming. Scott Porter's going to be there again.
Stephanie will probably be there.
Stephanie will probably be there.
And is, oh my gosh, what's his name? The one you were wanting to meet so bad?
Dustin?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm sure he is. I will have a lineup in the 1 second, maybe. Batman's gonna be there, and he's bringing Wonder Woman. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! If there's anybody that's out there and wants to see WPRS go.
Yeah, I know. Please help us.
Because I am telling you, last year when I went, we had the best time, and we actually took our friend Pam with us, and she had a good time. She
not much for ghosts. Oh, look who had been there.
Oh, man.
Y'all can't see this, but it's Dog, the bounty hunter. Condolences to him, too.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure everybody's heard by now that Beth Chapman passed away after a long battle with cancer.
But I don't know.
I'm telling you, man, you never know. And I'm telling you why I really want to go to this Gettysburg Battlefield Bash is actually during your free time, you can go onto the battlefield and all that. And there's something that Wendy wants to share with everybody that's like a dream of hers.
Yeah, we're going to laugh, but my dream, and it's been that for a while now, is to sleep overnight at the slaughter pen, which, if y'all don't know what slaughter pen is, y'all could pretty much imagine that it's not pigs.
Yep, that's a good way to put it.
So,
have the lineup of who's going to be there. July 26th to 28th, Dustin is going to be there. We gotta go. Mike King from Ghost of Shepherd Town is going to be there again. Scott Porter. Trying to see who else I might know. Bob Christopher, I know him. Jack, Stephanie, of course. Eric Knapp, met him. Chris Ponders, love him. Bunch of people. And we'll have more on the new Ghost Hunters next week. But there's some people that I know that's actually going to be in the new Ghost Hunters. So that's going to be pretty cool. Look it up if you can't wait that long. But they're coming out pretty soon. Timothy Rave Chase's show is doing pretty well. This is what, the third or fourth week of it.
But I haven't watched any of them. For shame.
Yeah, I know. We're taping them. We ain't been home. And when I am home, I'm Poshmarking. So.
Yeah, I know. She's become a Poshmark crazy. I wanted to put a quick plug in for the new Annabelle movie.
Mm-hmm.
You need to go see this movie.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, it was so good.
Man, we talked about it last week, but oh my God, it really was good.
And I'm telling you, I kind of saw something that bothered me, that all these different event places are claiming that the Annabelle doll's going to be there, and it's not true.
He has taken it to some places, but, since his mama died and stuff, I don't think he's done. It's locked up where it needs to be. That part in the movie was right.
Yes.
You need to keep it locked up. So, what else do we have tonight, E?
Well, I actually wanted to, kind of talking about different battlefields, I know everybody knows the Cold Harbor battlefield in Mechanicsville, Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. Guess where 360 is?
Yeah.
Right smack in the freaking middle of it.
Yeah, so... Again, I'm putting a plug in for that place, too. If you have not been there, I'm telling you, Ryan and Dennis will take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
Those two guys are awesome. It is well worth the money.
Y'all need his numbers or any information on them, you can't find them, let me know. I'll get you hooked up with them because they're awesome. And Rikers is awesome. Guess where I was last week?
Yes.
Yay.
Yeah, Wendy went. I didn't go. Right. I had some other stuff to take care of. So.
It was nice. It was good to see a bunch of people that I know, people I haven't seen in a while. Was my first big thing this year. We've been kind of slacking.
Yeah,
there's so much other things going on.
We're going to try to do more. Again, we thank you for your patience as far as that's concerned, because trust me, we're going to start doing some more stuff.
We're taking applications for people to join our group, WPRS.
Yes.
We're looking for some people who are ready. Legit?
Yes. And I will tell you, no matter, don't be scared if you're like just a beginner or anything like that, because I'm telling you, we will make sure.
They're passionate about it, and trust me, I can tell.
Oh yeah, trust me, Wendy can tell, so don't put up a front, because she will find out. And
but if you're passionate about it and it's something that you want to do, look me up, because we are looking for new members.
And it'd be kind of nice if you're kind of, you know, more local. I mean, we don't traveling.
They would have to do we've done Virginia. We want to get a little bit more into Carolina. So.
That's true. And there's really nowhere in North Carolina that's really too far, in my opinion.
Or Virginia.
Because I think we got to, like, North Carolina from here in, like, what, three hours?
Yeah.
So, but I don't know if you guys are familiar, but, like, Cold Harbor, you know, that was one of the, you know, nation's bloodiest battles. And you know that that's the kind of place where a lot of unsettled spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's amazing when you go to 360, because there was one night that Dennis fired off a few rounds, and then later
went back and they were firing them off behind them.
Yeah, it was amazing. Oh my gosh, it makes me want to go now. But I know a lot of people don't like reading stuff, but I really want to read this because to me it's so interesting about the Cold Harbor. But it says, since the sole purpose of cemeteries is to house the dead, it makes sense that most people think that they are the only places spirits like to take up residency. But Colonial Ghost, and that's a group, has done the research. It's those whose bodies were never properly interred who are the most restless. That's why on their guided ghost tours through Colonial Williamsburg, why is this talking about this? It says destinations don't just include graveyards and burial grounds, but old colonial mansions, hospitals, prisons, and everything in between. Oh, now it's going to start. It says from abused slaves to murdered colonists, the dead that haunt since Williamsburg.
Hey, closer.
Don't just stick around their graves. Tourists have encountered a wide variety of spirits during one of Colonial Ghost chilling walks, but some of the apparitions most frequently seen are definitely those of soldiers. Here we go. Not a huge surprise. Given Virginia's important role in both the Civil and Revolutionary War, the state is home to one of the nation's most haunted military sites. Yay, there we go. Cold Harbor Battlefield.
Mm.
Located in Mechanicsville, about 50-minute drive northwest of Williamsburg,
mm-hmm.
Cold Harbor Battlefield is where one of America's bloodiest, most lopsided battles occurred. It was part of Union Lieutenant General Ulysses S. Grant's Overland Campaign, and also known as the Wilderness Campaign. And I'm telling you, Ryan and them will give you the whole history on that. Those two. Oh, wow, and this is, Cold Harbor is, I think, the only battle I ever fought that I would not fight over again under the circumstances. And a priest who was at the battle, named Winthrop Phelps, said, you cannot conceive the horror and awfulness of the battle. I never wished to hear another, much less see it. I went out to see this, but found myself in such danger I soon fled. Pray for me, I cannot write, am not in a fit state of mind. And it was a long battle. It went from May 31st to June 12th, 1864. And then they said in 1862, another skirmish of similar intensity, the Battle of Gaines Mill, I think you mentioned about
Gaines
that one
Mill,
time,
yeah.
Took place on the site. And that was the second bloodiest battle in American history. Wow. And it says, at the start of the Battle of Cold Harbor, Grant forces totaled around 109,000 men. His opponent, General Lee, had 59,000 Confederates under his command. Despite going in with more soldiers, Grant was unable to secure a Union victory. And it said things started out in Grant's favor, because his success at Old Church, and isn't that right there too? Didn't they say they talk about that, Ryan?
What is it, Old Church?
Old Church.
There is an Old Church across the street. I don't know the name of it.
And it says Grant was able to capture Cold Harbor, and that was a pivotal junction northeast of Richmond. And let's see. Wow. It says in under an hour, 7,000 of Grant's men were slaughtered.
That's a lot of people.
That is.
7,000.
I just can't imagine. And it says when the two armies finally separated, their losses totaled up to 4,595. And it says Union casualties were even more unsettling, which was estimated to be 12,737. So that's what I'm telling you, man. When we went, you know, the 360, you could literally see the troops marching in the field. I mean, it was amazing.
We did see that. We all saw that.
And I'm trying to make sure, you know, I wanted to give you guys a. And, of course, one of Wendy's favorite places. Yes. And I wanted to bring something up, but thanks to my Sprint internet, so Wendy's going to entertain you guys when it's bringing up.
What am I going to do, sing? They'll all hang up on me.
Nah, I wouldn't do that. If Dennis can come on here and talk about taking a, what's the rating on this show tonight?
PG-13.
A ghost dump. You guys can fill that in.
Paranormal poop.
There it is. Yeah, there you go. I think.
Well, we can talk about what we're doing Friday.
Oh, yeah.
And if anybody wants to go with us, 6 o'clock. Where are we going, E?
We're going to Virginia Beach.
To see the.
You guys got to fill in the blank.
Yeah, we're going to Virginia Beach to see the blank.
Now, I'm curious how many people truly know. So if you could go to either Wendy's page or WPRF, what's your guesses?
Friday, 6 o'clock, me and Eric will be at Virginia Beach with the...
I'll give you a hint. Bacon.
Bacon.
And another big
Sorry,
hint.
Sorry, I choked up.
Yeah, Wendy, for some reason, gets choked up every time we mention bacon. And we don't want to be idle either.
No, not idle, yeah.
That's another big hint. Get it, idle?
You could be two-tone, though.
Yeah, that's true. But we
or
don't
you
want...
could be baby G.
Or you could always go back in time.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, this is crazy. I'm telling you, anybody that has Sprint, get rid of it.
Yeah, get rid of Sprint. We hate Sprint.
I have tried now for, I'm going to end
you
up.
You live in the country. It's Sprint, don't come out here.
Oh my gosh, what in the world? What is going on? Seriously, it's not. Okay, I know what I do. Hold on, everybody. Don't give up on me. I'm trying. There we go.
Did you get it?
What?
Welcome to Coming From You Live.
It won't.
We could tell them where my friend Zach is tonight, the one that went with me, or I went with him, and Reich is on Saturday. I'm so jealous.
You're jealous?
I don't like them, though.
I know. She's talking smack. It must be the Mexican chocolate milk.
That looks hot in here. Speaking of hot, whew. Eric stayed at Pam's house, and she's out of air, and it's like.
Yeah, I know. I think I'm going to get a little bit cooler in here.
Please do.
Whew, okay.
Now we can breathe.
But I wanted Wendy to share something, and it's 7 Gettysburg myths and misconceptions.
Gettysburg, my favorite place. Yes. Myth number one. What? The Battle of Gettysburg was fought over shoes. There was no mention of shoes having anything to do with the Battle of Gettysburg until 14 years after it happened. In 1877, Confederate General Henry Heth wrote, "Hearing that a supply of shoes was to be obtained in Gettysburg, 8 miles distant from Cashtown, and greatly needing shoes for my men, I directed General Pettigrew to go to Gettysburg and get these supplies. Problem is, there were no shoes factories anywhere near Gettysburg in 1863. Rather, roads took the army to Gettysburg. It was difficult to travel through South Central Pennsylvania without passing through Gettysburg." I get it, considering where it is.
Nope.
Myth number two, the first day was not a large battle. Despite how it is often portrayed in movies and documentaries, the first day of the Battle of Gettysburg involved 50,000 soldiers and was one of the bloodiest of the Civil War.
with 16,000 men killed, wounded, missing, or captured. If the Battle of Gettysburg ended after the first day, it was still ranked in the top 20 bloodiest battles of the Civil War, with more casualties than Cold Harbor, and almost as many as Fredericksburg.
That is crazy. And that's just one, they said
one day. Myth number three, John Wesley Culp was killed on his uncle's property. Remember Culp's Landing? It's the part of Gettysburg. John Wesley Culp moved south before the Battle of Gettysburg and joined the Virginia ranks. Although his unit fought on Culp's Hill, there it is, and he was the only man in the 2nd Virginia Regiment killed at Gettysburg, he did not die on his uncle's property, for which Culp's Hill is named.
Oh.
He most likely died on Abraham Spranger's property, or one of the farms far to the east of Culp's Hill. Okay, myth number four, the fight for Little Round Top, yay, I love that place, was the most important combat of the battle. Historians have long written about the disaster that would befall the Union Army if Little Round Top fell into Confederate hands. But even before the fight began, General Meade had already ordered more than 10,000 reinforcements to the Union left. Had the Confederates captured Little Round Top, they would have been greatly outnumbered and low on ammunition, with the command structure in complete disarray. With nearly equal numbers, the Confederates almost captured Little Round Top twice during the battle. Why is it difficult to believe that organized and fully supplied Union troops could not retake it with at least triple the number of troops? Myth number five, picket charge. My definite favorite place in Gettysburg was the largest, most decisive, and most consequential charge of the war. Although often portrayed as the greatest charge of the Civil War, it was far from the largest, most decisive, or most consequential. Those honors would belong to the other battlefield at Gaines' Mill, Chickamauga, and Petersburg. Myth number six. Abraham Lincoln finished the Gettysburg Address on the back of an envelope on the way to Gettysburg. The original copy of the Gettysburg Address on its original stationery is in the possession of the Library of Congress, which my friend just went to. So we know on what material he wrote it. It is also well documented that Lincoln wrote portions of the address before he left Washington and put the finishing touches on the Gettysburg Address in the home of David Wheels at Gettysburg. Ah, myth number seven. Gettysburg ghost stories are true. They are. We know this.
Yeah, true.
With the exception of one story about Iverson's tents near Oak Hill, there were no substantially dismantled ghost stories at Gettysburg for more than a century. The ghost at Gettysburg phenomenon started in the 1990s, which happens to coincide with people starting to make money in ghost books and tours. Right, we've all seen ghosts at Gettysburg. We know that they exist. Today there are scores of books and tours available for visitors, but most all of these stories are not historical in nature. The Civil War Trust historian once heard a ghost story told in 1993. It was presented as fiction, but it only took 3 months until it was in the book as fact. By all means, believe what you want to believe, but please know that if water gets on the camera lens, it's water, not a ghostly orb, which we have an entire show dedicated to that coming up.
Yes.
If sun shines into a camera lens, it's called sunlight, not an energy sphere. Okay, yeah, I get that.
Me too.
All right, there you go.
And if you guys want to really feel something What is the name of that place we went? Is it the Devil's Den?
Mm-hmm. Devil's Den.
And I am telling you.
Which, guess what, is across the street from the Devil's Den.
Yes. And you go there and you don't feel something, then you truly are not opening yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, everybody that was there.
Do you know what is across the street from the Devil's Den?
Yeah.
What?
The Slaughter.
I don't know what it is about that place. It just draws me.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, when we went there, Wendy kept going there, and she's like, I want to spend the night here. Out of the blue, just, I want to spend the night.
I do. I want to do it. I want to do it. So if anybody can get me to spend the night in the Slaughter Pen, I know it's not allowed because Gettysburg doesn't allow that, but.
Well, I'm sure they do it because, you know, there's those people out there that would want to vandalize and make up stuff and probably go out there drinking and, you know, causing. And if you guys love creepy spots and war history, you'll love the 7 top haunted battlefields.
Ooh, this one's for you, Kara.
Yes, and of course, everybody can name the number one.
Gettysburg.
Yes.
Number two is probably Yorktown.
No.
No?
Oh, gosh. I can't even pronounce this. Passchendaele?
Passchendaele?
I'll spell it out. It's PASSCHENDAELE.
I don't know. Where's Kira when we need her?
And this is, it's a village near village in Belgium. That's
that's why. Duh. Come back.
Oh, wow. It says nearly 400,000 would die on all sides. 400,000. Number three, I've never heard of this either. The Colinden Battlefield.
Colinden
Battlefield. Colinden.
Where is that at?
It was where is that?
Colinden.
Yeah, it's spelled C-U-L-L-O and then Den. Ooh, number four.
Gettysburg, I mean.
The Battle of Little Bighorn.
Oh, Texas.
That's known as Custer's Last Stand. And that is.
Colinden is overseas, too.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Scotland.
And then number five is the Battle of Stalingrad. That's German.
Yeah.
Number six is the English Wars of the Roses.
I've actually heard of that.
And that took place in Toten? Oh, my gosh. And I don't know why this sounds familiar to me. The Chickamauga battle.
Chickamauga, yeah. I don't know where it is.
Northern Georgia.
Well, that's why. Aren't you from Georgia?
Well, I'm part of Georgia, but. And then, what? The heroic U.S. Coast Guard cutter crew who battled U-boats in the First World War?
U-boats?
That's not really a battlefield.
That's a battle cutter.
There's got to be more. What in the world? Some of these aren't like battlegrounds. That's weird. Okay. Something's like taking me on a trip.
I want to go. I want to go to Gettysburg.
No. Ooh.
The end of the month.
I wish I could go to Britain.
What's in Britain?
There's a haunted battlefield there where dead soldiers wage war to this day. It says spectral soldiers who appear from thin air to fight each other every year on April 16th, the day of the battle.
Damn.
No battles have been fought on British soil since 1746, but some say the ghosts of the final skirmish still wage war to this day. That's the Battle of Culloden.
Oh.
Was a bloody clash between Jacobite rebels and the ruling House of Hanover, who would sit on the British throne. Named after Culloden Moor near Inverness, where the battle was fought, it marked the end of a long and arduous campaign. And it said the exhausted, hungry, and demoralized Jacobite soldiers were butchered in a bloodbath which lasted less than an hour.
Damn.
But they say the fighting never really stopped. That is crazy. They say war cries ring out from nowhere, and some claim they hear the sounds of clashing swords. Oh my gosh, I would love there. Love there. Love there.
There. Go there.
Love to go there. Phew. Okay. It says visit Scotland reports that walkers on the moor have seen terrifying visions of ghostly soldiers near the graves of fallen Jacobites. That is insane. Could you imagine?
I'd love to stay there, too. Of course, it's 5 minutes to go, and nobody's told me where we're going Friday.
I'm ashamed that nobody is.
Nobody.
You
might would have taken them with us.
Yeah, I know. What?
Anyway, I wish everybody a happy 4th of July. Be safe. You know, fireworks. They're going to have fireworks at Bush, but I'm scared. Every time they have fireworks at Bush, something happens.
Yeah, I know. So for those that do them, have fun. But be safe about it. Don't do anything stupid. Because we don't want to hear.
We had a man around the corner a while ago. I was coming from my mom's house. And you could hear him. There was just, he was doing them for his grandkids. So I'm kind of like getting in the mood because I hear fireworks early.
Yeah, no, Wendy's daughter has already asked, did you get fireworks? And she's like, I don't know.
So that's what we're going to be doing is fireworks at home, but it will be a live video of us doing it. It always is. So y'all tune in. Yeah.
How's that for some fireworks?
Get everybody excited.
But I'm going to tell everybody we're going to go live tomorrow.
We don't know what time it'll be.
Yeah, it depends on the weather because, of course, we heard rumors of rain. But I'm going to do my best because to see the smile on Wendy's daughter's face over the smallest thing. She loves her fireworks. She's been bugging her mom all year.
Yep.
Every time she's seen fireworks, she's like, "Mommy, have you gotten any? Have you gotten any? Have you gotten any?" So we're going to... I'm really looking forward to it. And she actually looked up one of the fireworks we're going to be letting off, and it looks cool.
Just tune in. Watch our five videos. We seem to have big five videos of the strangest things at the strangest times. But...
And I know if anybody likes going on cruise ships, Twisted has a huge event coming up.
Twisted has still got some rooms available.
Yes. Wish we could have gone on that, but I guarantee you, you will have the best time. Not only will you be on a cruise ship, which is a dream of mine.
But you'll be with Twisted. Yeah. Love those guys. Shout out to them.
Yes. They will definitely make it worth your while.
Mm-hmm. So I can't think of nothing else other than the fact that I'm going to get to sleep in the morning. Yeah.
Well, what she doesn't know, I've decided I might just set an alarm just for the heck of it.
No alarm. No alarm on 4th of July. No. No, 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 no. No.
I'm trying to think. There was something that I wanted to talk to, you know, share with everybody. I don't remember now.
We got our next two shows planned.
Yes. And they're going to be good.
So, I'm not even going to tell them what it is. Let them find out now.
And I'm still waiting for some people to share some show ideas if there's something you want us to do.
Yep.
No idea is too weird or wacko. If we're able to do it, we're going to do it. So please share your show ideas. I think that's it, right?
That's all we got time for.
Well, hope you guys enjoyed the show tonight. Thank you for tuning in.
Another one of those, just let it rip. Whatever came out of our mouth came out.
Oh, that was kind of scary. Wow.
Anyway, love you guys.
Love you guys. Have a good night, and we'll see you next week.
If not before.
Well, they'll see us tomorrow night.
That's right. Y'all tune in. Bye.
Bye, everybody.